hard-working performance for your team, Laurie?
It was a very hard-working performance, yeah. I think that's the, you know, we expect that from them, but with the run of games that we've had and the size of squad that we've got, I think that was one of the most pleasing things, was just the application they showed from the first minute to the end of the game, you know.
Were you a bit concerned, you kind of opened 15 minutes, no goal? Were you a bit concerned, you know, the goal came right at a good time for you, right at half-time?
We weren't concerned because we were playing well, but around, you know, 20 minutes, 25 minutes, Dunfermline got a grip for 10 minutes. So we just had to kind of stabilise things again, and we've told the players that they need to just regain a wee bit of control in the park. It might not be it that they get the next opportunity for, you know, until they get control again. So they did that, and you know, we got back, we got in front, and we scored a good goal second half as well.
Two good finishes.
Yeah, a really composed finish from Josh Todd coming in from the left, and I was right behind it, and it was a lovely finish. And we spoke to them after the game about the importance of that second goal, because you see that anything can happen right to the 96th minute. You know,
in terms of the, so everyone's still battling to the end. All you could really do today, regardless of what happened elsewhere, was get the 3 points, and the boys have delivered that for you.
Yeah, well, if you look elsewhere and you worry about other things, it's going to inhibit your own performance. So you, in situations like this, you've got to make sure that, you know, the coaching staff, the players, everyone involved is thinking about our game, you know, focused on our game, with every ounce of energy going into that 90 minutes, and then when that's finished, you can discuss other things, you know. Sure. And we'll be doing the same again on Friday.
Talking of energy, Ian Wilson putting up a shift today.
He did. Ian's a good young lad, and his performance today was really delighted. You know, I'm delighted for him because he's got that level of performance in him, and he knows that, you know, to be the top young player that he could be, he needs that, you know, a consistent level of performance like that. And I'm confident that he'll be able to develop that as he grows, you know.
Yeah. What effect has this had in the dressing room on the players themselves?
Well, they're very pleased in there, but we've had a serious chat with them inside to make sure they understand why they won that game, and to make sure they understand, you know, what that game can tell us about ourselves as a team again, but then use it as motivation. You know, we rest tonight, tomorrow, and we start again to get the boys motivated to have the same application come Friday night.
Yeah, because you've got two really tight games coming up now.
Definitely. So the importance of a good performance and a win today was massive, and the boys knew that, and that can often inhibit players, because, you know, without mentioning the word pressure, they feel it, and the whole surroundings, you know, everyone's tense. So for them to put that performance on and you know, look composed in the park and offer some good play throughout the game, it was really pleasing.
Brilliant. Thanks.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Cheers.